This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
After the hour, take a deep breath and contact the living. Look at the person to your left or to your right or both of them, not at the same time, of course, and give them a big hug. I'm going to give you a visual hug, Victoria, and Kara gets a big hug, too. Yes, hugs for everyone. All right, Jennifer's not here. Can't hug her. Let's get to some things that are going on around the nation, across the world. Actually, this is across the pond, to focus first on Theresa May. Why is she in the news? What's going on with her, Victoria?
Well, you know, there are two different rival camps fighting it out over the idea of Brexit, and so she has divided her warring cabinet into two camps, essentially. Her top team is split over how Britain should manage its customs arrangements with the EU after it leaves the bloc. Boris Johnson, the foreign secretary, has called her favored customs partnership model crazy. He and other Brexiteers, they are called, they favor an alternative plan called Max Fac, and this is opposed to Philip Hammond, the chancellor, and the others who say it would damage the economy and break Britain's promise to avoid a hard border with Ireland. So clearly, even within her own cabinet, Brexit is still such a crazy idea that they can't quite figure out the logistics of it, and that has put her, Theresa May, right in the middle of all of this. So it's bad enough that the country of England seems to have a lot of second thoughts about voting for Brexit. Within her own cabinet, she can't seem to get one direction going.
Yeah. It's a big problem. It's a big problem for them, for sure. Here's something good from England. London has been ranked the best city in the world if you want to go to university. University students say, this is international rankings for international students, that London is the best place. It overtook last year's top place city, Montreal, as the best in the student city ranking department. The study builds the rankings based on a range of factors. Affordability is one. Desirability, view of students. I think it's my most favorite city in the world. It's a fabulous place to go, spend time, get around. London scored highly on the student survey, asking 50,000 students around the world about the quality of their experiences in whatever city they were going to school, their willingness to remain there after graduating, that sort of thing. My daughter, I'm proud to say, has an Oxford PhD, and she was working as an editor for the London Times when she left, but it happened that she was finishing her degree at the same time September 11th took place, or in that semester, in that quarter. And so the rule had been before that you could stay and get what their equivalent is of a green card if you'd been there 7 years as a student. And she had been. So the Times had offered her a job, and she had taken the job, and then they changed the rules and made it 10 years, so she couldn't stay. And that has affected a lot of students when they go there. Really want to stay. That's not a big problem. Well, in the sense that it's a problem because London is becoming really crazy overpopulated. But the big problem there is all the folks that are wandering in from all over the Middle East. So that's caused them a lot of problems. But even still, London for the Japanese students, London has done a great job in being affordable,
Well, no, actually, this is where, because I did a year abroad in London
poorly
as well.
In there, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Right.
I did my year abroad in London, and so I was reading all through this. I go, oh, yeah, okay, I agree with this and that. Yeah. And then I said, well, wait a second, where is anybody talking about affordability? And the truth is, it ranked 113th in affordability. Affordability is every single person I knew, unless you were being bankrolled by your parents, you were just broke. And London is, I loved London. I felt safe there. I had a wonderful time, wonderful experience. And I studied art history, which was just a wonderful place to be. But affordability-wise, oh, my God. And I live in New York City, but London, New York City's got nothing on London in terms of how expensive it is.
London is the most expensive place I've ever been.
Yeah, it's
England.
It is.
Never mind London. England is extraordinarily. I have thought on three or four occasions when I had the opportunity and I had the money that I would buy a small farm over there because I find it that appealing. But man, I'll tell you something.
You get killed on taxes and stuff when you
really
don't.
Crazy.
When you're not a citizen, yeah.
Yeah, very crazy.
But I thought the other interesting thing, Montreal was apparently one of the top five. Tokyo and Melbourne, those are cities that I would think would be very expensive to live if you're a student.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently that's all in the top fifth and then in the top five. And then Paris was, this year was number five, and in 2016 it was number one.
Uh-huh.
Paris I didn't find to be that much more affordable than London, but I don't know. I guess these are rich kids living in these cities.
All right. Also in England, the Queen has put out a proposal for a new royal chef. How about that? Rare opportunity. I can see the ad now in Craigslist. Rare opportunity to serve as a chef for the Queen. A chef to what? A demi chef. That's a pastry chef, right? Isn't that what they're
doing? No, it's demi chef de partie. It's sort of like it's like a sous chef. Ah. So you're an all around kind of person, but not the head chef. But you're one of the chefs in the staff.
The ad reads in Craigslist: the chosen chef will rotate through all sections of the kitchen, both at Buckingham and other royal residences. Every day will be different, reads the job posting. You'll prepare reception, state dinners, as well as staff luncheons. It looks like Downton Abbey, in a manner of speaking, downstairs. According to the job description, while experience with a premier kitchen or in volume catering is ideal, the royals are more interested in your ability and enthusiasm to deliver across all four sections of the kitchen. But to capitalize on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, chefs should be prepared to take a bit of a pay cut. $26,000 a year. That's not too... Is there much money involved in that?
No.
In that tier of chefs out in the private sector, $60,000-$80,000 a year is not unheard of. Good chefs make more than that. Here and there and wherever.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
But if you're, again, going back to living in London, how do you live in London on
$26,000? Well, they'll live on the palace, the grounds. They're going to live on the palace. Live in Buckingham Palace or wherever they're working.
Yeah, but
so that's part of it.
Here's the, I don't know, maybe the royals are just being cheap. You do get 33 days of vacation, so that's a good thing.
Too bad you can't afford to go anywhere.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere. You have to have a staycation in your little room in Downton Abbey. And then they give you a 15% employer contribution pension, and all your meals are included. So, okay, if your meals are included,
you
save on that. However, the little weird catch in this, if you choose to live in Buckingham Palace, they adjust your salary to cover your lodging costs. So you're actually making less money.
So that 28 grand does already include, so you
that
get
doesn't
less
include your housing.
You're living in the castle. Oh.
So that doesn't include your housing. So you're going to be making even
and
less
you can be
than
sure
that.
You will be sleeping in the bowels of the church. It's like if you are on a cruise ship, you sleep down in the engine room.
Right.
So that's what's going to happen with that.
I don't know how glamorous. Although, here's the thing. I'm sure, like a lot of different jobs, when they say, you know, oh, well, we don't pay a lot, but you're going to have this on your resume. And
go to the wedding?
You know, you'll get this
They get
exposure.
Invited to the wedding? Work the wedding? What's the story with the wedding?
Well, they say that applications are open through May 24th, so the new chef might not actually get to participate in the wedding. But if they hire somebody before that, maybe.
Huh. All right, in the Middle East, a lot of focus on Iran, Israel, Syria, and the clashes that are going on, the continuing conflict that is so childish and so stupid. It goes on and on and on and on and on. The roots of all of this ISIS, Daesh. Interesting that five senior Daesh have been captured. The top aide to the group's leader. A lot of this was a sting carried out by Iraqi and American intelligence. A couple of Iraqi officials were quoted as saying this thing's been going on for 3 months. They've been tracking a group of senior Daesh leaders who had been hiding in Syria. And so this is an intelligence victory for the Americans and the coalition there. And so the announcement was made in Washington and Baghdad. There are a couple of Iraqi intelligence officers who were captured among this. So but the bottom line here is that Daesh has infiltrated into the hierarchy of Iraqi government. That's really what this, that's kind of the story. As you say, I know how much you love to take shots at me for burying the lead, but that's really the lead is that two of these were you know, people that were working for Daesh. So, 17 past the hour, this is the DJV show.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kitty bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kitty bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protected with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom he didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was surprised at myself how much energy I had, and you know, I'm doing two jobs, running around like a maniac, and I was able to handle it. Really, I'm like, wow, this stuff is really good. So, you know, more than anything else, it's it just gave me the extra energy and the well-being, feeling of well-being that I don't think I would have without it.
Well, I take it every day, and I feel great. And my wife looks at me and says, how come you never get sick? And I do. It's because I take the fruits and veggies.
I just feel a lot better. My life has turned around. Everything is working for me.
It just helps me feel good. I just think the products are wonderful, and I take them every day. I just like it. It works.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Did you know, Victoria, that only two people signed the Declaration of Independence actually on July 4th, 1776? Do you know who the two were? One well-known
John Hancock.
One. He was one. And Charles Thompson. No, Charles Thompson was the other one. Most of the rest of them signed on August 2nd. The last signature didn't get added until 5 years after the first signature, July 4th, 1781.
Who was that straggler?
I thought that, I don't know who it was. I just know the last word or the last name was 5 years after the first one. It's 21 after the hour on the DJV show. We'll be right back.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is the theme from Iron Man. And you'll be interested to know that L.A. police are on the job doing two things that are important today. One of them investigating a burglary during which a costume from the first Iron Man film was taken. I thought they were all the same.
They've improved on each sort of, yeah, each movie, Tony Stark, the character, has made improvements and adjustments to the suit, so each suit looks different throughout the franchise.
According to the L.A. Times today, the suit is valued at $325,000. So there you go. That's something on the street. Also, L.A. police are looking into the apparent robbery of a convenience store in Santa Monica by Farrah Fawcett's son. What's his name?
I forget. Redmond O'Neill.
Redmond O'Neill, yeah.
Ryan O'Neill's son, yeah.
Yeah, with Farrah.
He has such a sad history of drug abuse, and he robbed the convenience store with a knife. I don't know how much cash he got, but they picked him up, I think, a few blocks down the road in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Obviously looking for drug money.
He's in his 50s, I think, too, isn't he? Yeah, he looks like he's
possibly,
in his
50s. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Ryan O'Neill is in his 70s, I know, probably mid to late 70s. Anyway, it's sad when you see that happening.
Yeah.
Here's something that's good. If you're a Kinks fan, Ray Davies, former frontman, announcing his new album called Our Country Americana Act 2, which is the follow-up to his LP Americana from last year. He says the album follows my journey across America through endless tours, not just to reclaim the Kinks career, but to rediscover the country that offered me my earliest inspirations, because he's a Brit. The album is a sequel of sorts to the album based on his memoir Americana that came out in 2013. Our Country Americana Act 2 is coming out the 29th of next month, preceded by a first single called Our Country. That's not out yet, though, either, is it, Kara? I don't think that's...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. The book has some song references in it. Songs are part of the narrative, so the trick was to get the record to stand up as a record as well as being part of the series. He said, I think people that like the first album understand where it's going. Our Country is what happens when you get there. In addition to new songs Davies wrote for the project, And also, this new album finds Davies revisiting tracks from his discography, new rendition of the Kinks song Oklahoma USA to the real world from Davies' 2007 solo LP called Working Man's Cafe. He also revealed he's currently working on a theater or film piece based on Americana and our country. So pretty prolific still in his career. Also on the new front, Buddy Guy has recruited Mick Jagger and Keith Richards from the Stones, as well as guitarist Jeff Beck, for guest appearances on the Blues Legend's upcoming album called The Blues Is Alive and Well, due out next month, middle of next month. Jagger lent his vocals to You Did the Crime on the new album. It's his first since Born to Play the Guitar came out in 2015. Richards and Beck team up with Guy on a song called Cognac. How's that pronounced? Cognac.
Right?
Cognac. Buddy Guy is one of the greatest guitarists of all time on the list of Rolling Stones Top 100, as a matter of fact. He was on David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction on Netflix last week, I think, to discuss the origins of the
American. That's a great show if you haven't seen that on Netflix. Oh, it's so good.
I haven't seen it, yeah.
It's Letterman at his best, I think.
David,
he's a great interviewer.
Dan Rather is doing some pretty interesting interviews with musicians as well. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of interesting musicians, the Bleachy Beach Boys are in the music news today as well. They announced their foray into orchestral music. The Beach Boys with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, due out the 8th of next month. And true to the title, the collaboration aims to pair some of Brian Wilson's classic compositions.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Into your life, this is the DJV show with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer off at the moment. Here we are trying to make your day better with truth, justice, and the American way. I thought it was kind of interesting that a couple of Canadian diplomats had some problems, can you imagine, with the TSA? Ha!
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Detroit City. At the Detroit Metro Airport, this is a fellow who had passed the usual security checks there at the airport, but that apparently wasn't good enough. He was asked to remove his turban. So it works well. At that point, the Canadian Minister of Innovation, Science, and Economic Development. His name is Navdeep Bains. Is that how you pronounce it? Bains?
I think so, yeah.
Did something he doesn't always do. He pulled out his diplomatic passport. He said, quote, I went through all the security checks without revealing my identity. He said he initially went through a metal detector without any problem. He was asked to go through an additional security procedure because of his turban. Quote, I asked him why I had to take off my turban since the metal detector had worked well. I'll never be asked to take my clothes off. It's the same thing. It's a piece of linen. After passing a second test, Bains was allowed to continue. But when he reached the boarding gate, 20 minutes before the departure, a security guard approached him and said he had to go back to security because protocol had not been followed. And then he took him aside and said, you got to take off your turban again. And then Mr. Bains said, quote, I politely replied that I did not represent a security threat and that I had passed all security checks. He then asked me for my name and identification. I handed him my diplomatic passport. And then he was allowed to board. He's a Sikh. He may be a Sikh, too. There are probably Sikhs that are Sikhs. Wearing the turban, that's the thing. The ignorance that abounds so much when people call these folks towel heads or whatever it is that they use for referring to folks who wear a turban, they think that they're all Muslims. And, in fact, the Sikhs are quite different in many ways.
Well, they're also Indian. They're from India. Let's start with that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm not. This is just, come on. We see this stuff happening all the time. And, you know, even there were a couple Indian men who were murdered down in the South. And remember that case where the stupid rednecks went to a bar and started bragging that they just killed a towel head? And it turned out the two men were Indian and not terrorists, and they weren't from ISIS, and they weren't Muslims, and it's just, we have so much ignorance in this country, it just makes me sick. It really does.
Does it really? Or are you just saying that? Yeah, I know it does. It isn't, it's just the kind of stuff, the problem with it, from my perspective, is that we tend to glorify, or some of us tend to think that this is cool, because these people are different. We would be looked upon the same, or maybe the question isn't how we're looked upon, but how would you like it if you were treated that way in their country? You'd be outraged. And not that everybody does it, but there's so much ignorance at the TSA. That's my biggest problem with them, is they're a bunch of flat-footed, lame-brained morons, most of them, who can't get a job. You know, they work pretty much for minimum wage because they are, and I don't fault them for that. I fault the agency and the government for doing such a loose, loopy job of bringing these people into the fold. They should be much better trained, as police should be much better trained, educated, paid better, so they can do the job intelligently and we won't look like fools. It's just, it is, it's I call it travel theater, because that's all it is. And this represents the most ignorant of ignorance. It's just not acceptable. There's no reason for it. All right, speaking of that, there's a situation that developed at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut this week, where a white Yale student, a female, claimed that she had every right to call the police on a black schoolmate who was napping in the common room of their dormitory. Again, wondering how it is. And you can say, well, you keep highlighting these things, and why do you keep highlighting? Because I think they're wrong, and there's more of them than I care. I find it offensive. I guess that's what it is. Just because of the color of somebody's skin. The same thing with a policeman who chased around the black kid at the Waffle House in North Carolina. It's this where the world is replete with discrimination.
I think it's easy.
When are you
going
to grow up?
I think it's easy for people to say that discrimination is not really a thing, and I think it's important to highlight how often things like these happen, even if they seem simplistic and not that big.
But do we overdo it? Do we get charged, or is there a danger of us overdoing it because we have so many of these examples?
People
come numb to it, Kara.
I think people become numb to it if you don't say anything about it.
Yeah. So. All right, so what did I, basically, was that the story? That's all I got. I don't think there's any other nuance
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, apparently this girl also called the police on someone who got lost in her building a few years before, like a friend who was coming to visit someone who lived in the dorm, and she called the police, so maybe she's just a little too heavy-handed with the 911.
How old is she?
I don't know. She looks like a grad student to me. She looks a little old to be an undergrad student. But yeah, it's just...
Why would she be living in that dorm then? Was she going
The woman who was napping was also a grad student. I don't know how exactly it works at Yale, if people live in dorms for the entire time that they're there. I don't know, but it was a woman who was in the study room, the common room, working on a paper, took a nap, fell asleep while she was working on the paper. Which
I do that all the
anyone
time.
Anyone who has ever been to college ever, I told Victoria off air, if someone napping in a common room in my dorm was the worst thing that happened, then we would have been in great shape.
Right.
Because a lot worse things happen.
I used to do it all the time.
So then the cops show up ask the woman, I guess, for her student ID or something?
Yeah, so the cops show up, and she showed them her room. She unlocked the door to show that it was her. She showed them the student ID. Apparently, it didn't directly match a name that was in the system because she has her preferred name on the card versus, like, her official. Like, if you go by your middle name or something versus your first name. And so they had to do some checks with that. But the good thing, at the end, it looked like they admonished the woman who called the police and said, okay, she has every right to be here and to do this. Like, there was no need to call the police. I don't understand this situation, why you wouldn't just go talk to someone. Yeah. Like, why the need to call the police is the first thing
this
that you
woman,
do
the,
instead
the,
of just...
This student, the white student's got to be a Mondo Bizarro.
Yeah, she looks odd. She looks like a wet blanket. Like, why would you call the police on someone who's napping in a common room in a dorm? I have no understanding.
Because you're
of that.
A numbskull.
Yeah.
How do you get to Yale? You know, I just don't
with
even understand.
With that lack of common sense?
Yes.
I don't know.
Are you kidding? A lot of people with good grade averages are more than beyond Nerdsville. They have no common sense reality. All right, here's some business news. Actually, robots in the business news. This is a story. This is from Atlanta, Georgia, where there's a place called O'Terrell's Pub. And the people who own the pub have bought a 300-pound waist-high robot who is the new bouncer at the pub. The people who go into the pub, now the regulars are used to seeing this bar. Rufus Terrell is the owner, and the spotlight from the local media has been on the camera. There's apparently an infrared video camera that is in the robot that films people going in and out. And if it doesn't, for whatever the reason, the robot has a loudspeaker as well, and if it doesn't recognize the ID that you have to get into the pub, apparently it's an exclusive club, you are told it's private property, get out. anyway, I find that to be... This is the electronic revolution, maybe... this is an electronic vigilante. I don't know. It just, it's like out of a movie, in a manner of speaking, but it's just north of downtown Atlanta, the bar, in a luxury apartment complex, you know, those areas where the condo towers and things are.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's near apparently a homeless shelter. It's an area of town that's been gentrified, and they haven't gotten rid of everybody yet. So apparently the homeless are trying to get in there all the time. And that's why the guy bought the
robot security card. Well, I wonder if in the long run, if it's cheaper than hiring a human to sit there.
I would think it is. Here's another one. I found this is with all the focus on Israel and what's going off there. The Israelis, I don't know if you heard this or not, have a new robotic soldier. The newest soldier is a soldier they're using for sentry duty. It's a robot that weighs 600 pounds, and it's called the Guardian. It's a remote-controlled, unmanned vehicle. Looks like a robot, but it actually moves on its own power. This is the kind of stuff that... You know, the Israelis are very inventive. This is the first of many... It kind of reminds you of Star Wars, where the stormtroopers, many of them are just robots. And so this robot has been, it's like a pilotless drone. It is run the same way as a drone, on the ground with a joystick. And you've got cameras in the robot so it can see where it's going, same as you get cameras in a drone. So I don't know whether I appreciate and I respect the Israelis because they're very, it's a very smart group. This population is very, has done a great job of protecting themselves. But they're creating a new army using robots. And this is the first one. It's interesting to look at some of the video. What the people, the soldiers who are running it said, they grew up with PlayStation. And that's how they learned how to they do this. Kind of like some of the pilots today. I remember I told you the story of me flying into Baghdad. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
The women who were, they were all women pilots. And they're trained, they said, on all the games. They become good pilots because they train them on the games before they put them in the cockpit.
Well, a lot of surgeons do that, too. They use video games to teach the surgeons how to do robotic surgery and things like that. Video games have actually helped an entire generation. I mean, my whole generation, we grew up playing video games, so it makes a lot of sense.
Well, if you got a job being a guard, maybe you need to get looking for a new job. A new survey finds more than a quarter of U.S. working adults plan to interview for a new job this year. In fact, here's Andy Solomon with some details.
A recent survey from University of Phoenix finds 1 in 5 employees say they're being stopped from moving further in their career because of a lack of growth opportunities at their company. Dennis Bonilla, Executive Dean, University of Phoenix, explains.
Our study shows that 64% of employees want to be promoted within their organization, but nearly half felt it's not likely. 32% were not confident in their employer's ability to offer development programs to strengthen their skills.
With the recession in the rear view, the workforce is shifting to an employee's market, and employers may have lost the upper hand.
Many factors influence an employee's decision to change jobs, including benefits, salary, commute, culture, and more. But the opportunity for career advancement may be one of the most important. If organizations want to improve employee retention, they need to develop alternative avenues for employee growth, especially if promotion opportunities are not available.
For more, visit phoenix.edu.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom he didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It's about time.
time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to spend some time with our auto expert from his website, OurAutoExpert.com. Nick Miles is with us. Did somebody help you figure that out, or did you just become Our Auto Expert by default? Where did that come from? I never asked you that before.
It actually came from Fox. One morning I was on doing the TV, and they said, here's our auto expert, and then never went away, which I'm not complaining about. Though.
No, that's cool. It's a great handle, actually. All right, Americans are warming up to electric cars, it would seem. You probably saw the survey. 1 in 5 Americans say they would likely buy an electric car for the next new vehicle. I don't know what they're thinking, because I wouldn't want to touch them with a 10-foot pole. Would you ever buy an electric car?
I don't think so, but you're so funny because it's exactly what I thought when I got the survey a couple of days ago. I read through this and I go, the first thing was the Tesla Model 3 was one of the top vehicles that people were looking about buying. And I was like, with all the problems, what are you thinking?
What are you
going to
buy? Exactly. So speaking of Tesla, is there another new one on the horizon? I saw some new video that was posted on YouTube with a vehicle that looks maybe like it would be a Tesla. What's the scoop of that?
You know, Elon, he's an absolute genius at spinning things. So yeah. Who knows? He could be going into burrowing to the center of the earth. It's really hard to tell from his PR So they're showing a picture of a new vehicle. It's partially covered. We know that they have this Model Y that's supposedly on the horizon. We know that they have this new supercar. The question is, when you start to do the math, this is where Tesla falls apart, right, Doug? When you start to do the math, it doesn't make any sense. There's no way they can finance any new factories. They're still not getting the Model 3s out. They're about 80% below capacity on the Model 3s. And they're getting there. And don't get me wrong, they're selling a bunch of them, and they're delivering a bunch of them, but they're still they're promising and they're under-delivering. So yeah. I don't know how they're going to pull it off, but it sounds like they have another car coming in the next few days. What will it be, the Model Y? Will it be a new super-performing roadster? Only Elon's brain can tell.
Right. Only the good die young. All right.
Right.
This fire that damaged, this first looked like a Ford story, and now you come to find out that this Michigan plant is supplying, and this is, I tried to explain this yesterday or the day before, whenever we brought it up the first time, the idea that Ford and Chrysler and General Motors and everybody is using parts from the same places, this pretty much, this fire underscores that, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So I'll give you an example. A company like Aisin, who is a Japanese company, make seats in cars for Toyota, for Honda, for all these different people. They'll take a design to them and say, hey, would you like this in the new car? And they say, yeah, that'd be perfect. And then they make it for them. They don't share parts necessarily. They just make them in the same factory. And yeah. So this magnesium supplier out of Michigan, Eaton Rapids in Michigan, it's called Meridian Magnesium Products, had a fire. And that fire was compounded. We reported this first. We broke this story. That fire was compounded by they had a real sprinkler system in there, and they put water on magnesium, which is a really bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But they also seem to be making parts for a lot of other companies, like BMW and Chrysler. So what may end up happening, and General Motors as well, is we don't know how bad it is. Everybody's kind of quashed this story. There usually is a buffer of new vehicles sitting ready to go out to manufacturers, suppliers, the dealers, but we don't know if this is going to mean that the F-150 is not going to be produced by Ford for a little while. They did lay off 7,600 workers to cut their workforce just because they couldn't make the trucks. If you're planning on buying a new car this fall, this could put a dent into that plan.
Well,
the car's not available.
What I said to people that were asking me on the air about this is that it will affect the price. If you get, if you're used to buying something, or you hear all the loud screaming car commercials, save $1,500, or there's not going to be any of that. They'll be selling that stuff at sticker, and if there is a shortage of them, they'll be selling them over sticker price. You agree?
That's right. So you ever see this when a new vehicle comes out, a dealer can stick $20,000. I saw a Raptor for sale in Palm Springs, which was base price was something like $76,000.
Yeah.
Guess what? They wanted $106,000.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could, because it was brand new. So you're right, Doug. It means the dealer's going to charge more money because they're going to have a harder time getting the vehicles, and they still want their profit.
I've seen Los Angeles Range Rover dealers getting $10,000, $12,000 above sticker because it's one of the most popular vehicles in L.A. County, that whole area. So, all right, we've covered a lot of ground as usual. Nick, thank you for being here. Nick Miles, our auto expert.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.